Ahoy there, my lovelies of the Pirate's Code. I'm so thrilled I could burst me bodice. I only wish every last one of ye could join us on this grand escapade. We've just sailed through the wide embrace of Kingston Harbour and slipped into the snug arms of Port Royal Harbour, where the sea still whispers tales of old. We're making port at the Grand Port Royal Hotel Marina and Spa, a fine place known to most as Morgan's Harbour Marina. It's a proper nod to the infamous and charming Captain Henry Morgan himself, that devilishly clever Welsh privateer who rose from rum-soaked raider to Jamaica's own Lieutenant Governor. This here was his stronghold, the once-thriving pirate capital of the Caribbean, filled to the brim with grog shops, gallows, gold, and ghostly goings-on. I understand that Henry himself shall greet us when we dock. Now don't tell the landlubbers walking about, bless their oblivious boots, but they shan't even notice the glorious Queen Anne's revenge as she slides into harbor, her black sails billowing like a storm cloud of destiny. Nor shall they know that pirate royalty is about to walk amongst them. We'll be staying in style, mind ye, but it's the Beach View restaurant and bar that calls next. A short stroll from the dock, where fresh seafood sizzles, the Caribbean breeze kisses your cheek, and the sun dances off the sea like doubloons spilling from a freshly cracked treasure chest. The scent of salt, rum, and grilled fish fills the air, and I will be raising a fine toast to Captain Morgan himself before long. But first, the captain of my heart must take the helm and record today's podcast. So batten down, beloved, and take it from here, love.
Ahoy there, ye scallywags. Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code podcast, broadcasting straight from the storied shores of Port Royal, Jamaica, on a fine Caribbean afternoon, where the rum be smooth and the breeze be gentle off the port bow. I look forward to meeting Henry Morgan as I grew up hearing tales of Morgan's legendary plundering. And much to the surprise of his many enemies, Morgan was even knighted in 1674. So that be Sir Henry Morgan, if ye please. Getting down to business, aye. So ye be wondering, what would Blackbeard say about getting more of what ye want and getting it quick? There do be a lot of what they call get-rich-quick schemes out there to tempt ye. Now listen well, for one more can be a dangerous current to get caught in. I once overheard a parley between a young whippersnapper eager to chart his course to fortune and an older, wiser sea dog what had sailed many storms. The young lad told the old salt what he desired, and the old tar replied something like this: in life, you'll oft be tempted by what seems like a shortcut to treasure, but mark me words, be wary of what ye become in the pursuit of what ye want. The young buck scratches his head, saying, what do you mean by that? The old mariner says, say ye want 1,000,000 doubloons. Aye, I surely do, says the lad, eager as a cabin boy on his first voyage. Old Salt replies, so ye take up the cutlass and plunder a bank. Ye now have what ye wanted, your 1,000,000. But what have ye become? A bank robber, says the lad, frowning like he smelled bilge water. And what becomes of bank robbers? The old sea dog asked with a squint. Bad stuff, says the lad, thinking of chains and the gallows. Aye, the old cuss says, and that ain't what ye really want now, is it? So remember, be mindful of what ye become in the chase for what ye desire. Some souls seek joy and take shortcuts, liquor, devil's weed, strange potions from the apothecary, thinking it'll bring them happiness. But they end up as brain-dead landlubbers, says the lad, drowning in misery, jail, or the grave. Right ye are, the old fella growls, Listen close, mister. In this grand voyage we call life, what ye become matters more than what ye get. In the end, when they stuff you in a box and toss you down a hole, and the crew gathers round with fried chicken and potato salad, they'll be speaking of the impact ye had, not the gold ye stashed. So what say ye? Keep your ambition sharp as a cutlass, but don't let it steer ye into dark waters. Let your name be sung in good tales, not cursed in whispers. Come aboard again soon, me hearties, and I'll see if I can share more golden nuggets from the deep and smack that follow button with the force of a cannon blast. It won't cost you a single coin. And don't forget to download the Blackbeard app so we can talk pirate to gent or pirate to lady. Fair winds to ye, and may your compass always point true. Oh, one more thing afore ye disembark, mates. Remember the wise words once bellowed by the landlubber Winston Churchill. Our greatest glory be not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Aye, 'tis the truth of the sea. A sailor with fire in his belly and ambition in his heart will be knocked down more times than a ship in a storm. But success, me hearties, comes to the one who rises one more time than he's been tossed overboard. So when the seas get rough and the world tries to send you down to Davy Jones, batten down your hatches, rise from the brine, and sail on. Wrap it up for me, Bella, whilst me prepares to go ashore and meet your old flame, Henry.
What? How did you know? I mean, what makes you think? Oh, never mind. Seems even in the spirit realm, secrets don't stay buried deep for long. Especially not when certain ghosts have silver tongues and long memories. But aye, there's truth in what you say, Captain. This place be full of souls who chase their wants straight into a storm, never once checking the compass of who they were becoming. If only they'd stopped to reckon with that one small truth. Be wary what ye become in the pursuit of what you want. Might have spared him a ticket to Davy Jones' locker, or at least bought him a few more sunsets. Well, we'd best be off for now. The sea's calling, and the island's full of legends yet to be kissed by our boots. So, until next time, me, darlings, bless up, and may your sails stay full. Arabella, signing off with salt on her skin, fire in her heart, and perhaps an old flame waiting ashore.